This is Lorena Abelard. It's Thursday, March 12th. Please excuse the background noise. I'm on a plane. The markets are nervous, but it's mostly about the private credit situation. Morgan Stanley yesterday announced that they're going to be freezing redemptions in another fund. Most of these private credit funds are chartered at 5-7% redemptions, but there was one of them that got hit with over 14%. So this is the third fund that's restricting redemptions. This is built into their charter. They can do that. And so far, no losses, okay? But clearly, there's some anxiety out there because private credit was dominating sales at Morgan Stanley and a lot of firms. And it's a $3 billion a year industry. There is a shadow banking system in America due to Dodd-Frank. Dodd-Frank basically restricted lending and allowed private credit to explode. Anyway, it is what it is. We own no financial stocks whatsoever, so we're not impacted by this. Now, as far as the energy sector is concerned, obviously oil's oscillating, even though everybody's releasing their strategic petroleum reserves. That takes some time. And obviously we have to get the Strait of Hormuz open, despite what the new Ayatollah says. So if there is any consequences, it's mostly going to be to food right now, because urethra, which is a natural gas product that you need for fertilizers, is not going through the straits. So that means a lot of farmers aren't going to be able to fertilize their fields. That means it's going to hurt, crop output. So some people like to warn of mass starvation. Other people just like to warn of higher food prices. So, yeah, food and energy is going to be up for just a bit. That's not going to affect the Fed policy because that's not considered core inflation. And if anything, we're going to get more Fed rate cuts. Whether we'll get one in March or not is still up in the air. We have a new Fed chairman coming in, Kevin Warsh, so we shall see. But it's unfortunate we have these distractions out there. So the oscillations will continue. The second half of March is better than the first half. Obviously, President Trump will try to rescue the market again, just like he did on Monday. So just hang tight. Don't panic. Earnings are great. We're off to a good start this year. And we're way ahead of the broad markets. And we just don't have the vulnerable sectors like the financial stocks that are getting hit right now. So that's it. I just want to give you a quick update. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.